Head over to the livestock side. Brad, cattle on feed report came out on Friday. It doesn't sound like a lot of excitement for it.
No, and probably nothing newsworthy really either. Statistically, the report was a little disappointing. The on-feed number at 102, close to the guess. The placement number a little bit higher than what the guess was, coming in at 101, 1% more than a year ago. Average trade guess was closer to 1% less, and the marketing number was kind of right on the number. The market or the placement number probably a little bit negative, but it's a monthly report, and I guess I would also add that if you take that actual number of placements, it would still be about 10% less than the three-year average. We are comparing last year to a really low number, so it is what it is. You know, it still would indicate to me that you're still going to have a significantly less cattle here working into the third and fourth quarter than we did a year ago.
So why aren't cattle taking advantage of the drop in the grain prices today?
That's a great question, feeder cattle particularly. Why are they so listless? Here we sit here, we're 40 higher, and we're nearly $2 off the lows, to give you an idea how bad it was for a while. We're struggling with now a market that the psychology has turned, the charts have flipped, you got fund selling, you've got some money selling, guys that were long, and now taking having to liquidate because of the incessant selling off. The thing, well, I don't know, it'll stop or it'll stop. You know, I guess as a fundamentalist, you look at it and go, we're $20 a hundred less than a year ago on cash cattle, and we have 10% less cattle than a year ago. Now, on the flip side, we're not as current as we ought to be. Our average weights are higher than a year ago by a ways. I would much prefer we'd get more current. We also have a high drop credit that's much less than a year ago, though that may have finally turned last week because we finally rallied the hides a pretty good chunk. So that's a problem. You know, you'd say, well, it's, you know, some of this has to be a demand issue, and I would think that the middle meats, as high as they got, probably did create some of that. Now, I do see some of that feature shifting, and I think that is what is going to, I think, is going to be important, and I'll certainly keep an eye on that. If we, you know, get some of this priced, you know, once you get closer to school starting and stuff like that, you typically would see a little improvement in some of that. So, yeah, I guess I look at the market after breaking this far, and I start to look for a place where the market's going to catch. There are others I think we got a long ways to go. I guess I'm not in that camp.
What about hogs being the good news? Now, that's something you and I usually don't talk about.
I know. We've been talking this hog thing up a little bit for about 3 weeks here. We are finally up and out of our lows here a ways. And I actually still like what I'm hearing, within reason. Without a doubt, we still have, you know, experienced expansion, and there's more numbers down the road, which is why December hogs are at a whopping $61. But in the short term, let's deal in the here and now. This packer's got lots of margin, lots of black ink, and he's human. He can't help himself. He's going to kill a few more because he's making a lot of money, which is good because we got a lot of hogs. So we're seeing increased kill. We're going to have a big Saturday this week, and they don't have the hogs all bought for this increased kill. So cash hogs 50 to buck higher today. I think you're going to put a couple more dollars on it this week, and I think going into next week. So I guess I still contend that the August hogs are more like an $82 market to me.